This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has sharply criticized China for bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan and stressing the need for Japan and other democracies to work together with the alliance to defend the international order. At a briefing with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, he says this is a critical moment for NATO as well as Japan.
Beijing and Moscow are leading an authoritarian pushback against the international rules-based order. The Indo-Pacific faces growing challenges, from China's coercive behavior to provocations by North Korea. And in Europe, Russia continues to wage its brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
And NATO, while at the South Korea briefing, he called for Seoul to provide direct military support to Ukraine. Human rights monitoring groups say that Myanmar's military is increasingly turning to airstrikes with deadly results to try to crush stiff armed resistance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
According to the organization Myanmar Witness and other experts, the military is heavily reliant on fighter jets and helicopter gunships supplied by its allies, Russia and China. The underground National Unity Government says 460 civilians, mostly children, have lost their lives in airstrikes. The opponents of military rule have virtually no access to sophisticated weapons to combat air attacks. They have called for an embargo on the sale of aviation food to Myanmar, in addition to existing Western sanctions. I'm Charles Villadesma.
There's more at voanews.com.